Is your workday feeling a little long? That's maybe because you missed Jane Lindley Thomas.
Yesterday was a big day in the Thomas household. Big day! My daughter Lula, who has been battling with a wiggly tooth, and you know those stubborn wiggly teeth? That like the back of the root is loose, but the front is so firmly in place. And you get to that stage where it's like, let mommy have one try. Let mommy have one try to get it out. And you try and your fingers nip and slip off the top of the tooth. And she's devastated and it's hectic. And she's walking around with like, it's like, I don't know, it's like protruding through her lip. Not cool. Anyway, yesterday morning in the bath, the tooth comes out by itself. Yay! Much jubilation! Also great timing because all Thomas children, all three Thomas children went to the dentist yesterday. So it was quite a dental day. Needless to say, it was a long day, and I woke up this morning, and Lula came through, and she said, Mom, I think the Tooth Fairy has forgotten about me. Panic at the disco! Why would the Tooth Fairy forget about her? Hey, hey, why would she? Why would she? So I ran downstairs because I'm panicked. I mean, where's the Tooth Fairy at? What's the plan here? The Tooth Fairy always writes a handwritten note, always, with a special message. And there's always money attached to the note, obviously. So it's not upstairs. It's not anywhere to be found upstairs. So there's obviously got to be another plan in the Tooth Fairy's layout, rollout for Lula Thomas Operation Tooth Losing. Where did we find the money? We found the money in the courtyard. Our Tooth Fairy had thrown the money into the courtyard with the note. Oh! So I called, I said, Lula, look! There's money outside. It was 10 rand, but because of inflation, it's gone up to 20. She looks at me and she says, the paper looks like yours from your desk. I said, it's a universal paper. It's just a white block. Everybody's got white blocks of paper on their desk. Come on! She says to me, where's the tin that the tooth was in? Of course I know where the tin is from the tooth. Where did we find it? We found it in the driveway. This all happened between 5:30 and 5:45 this morning. How you doing? How was your morning, huh? I know you can relate to this. I'm taking your stories at 0617929495.
How's it, Jane? This is not going to help your situation much. But earlier this year, when my son lost his tooth, the tooth mouse had nothing, nowhere, nothing to give. So what he did was left a note by his door and told him that he couldn't get to his tooth because his room was too filthy. The next morning, obviously a big commotion, lots of tears, but as the tears were flowing, he was cleaning his room, and that night the tooth mouse came and collected his tooth.
Yeah, if your room is messy, how on earth are they going to get to you, huh? Good question, that.
Jane, it's like you're writing a story of my book. So we also had a very similar experience. My daughter's tooth fell out over the Easter weekend, or just before Easter. And the Tooth Fairy forgot to come to our house. So we had to make up an excuse of her dad being a very scary dad and scaring off the Tooth Fairy. And then the Easter Bunny accompanied the Tooth Fairy and left Easter eggs. So we had a very excited young lady because she not only got her Tooth Fairy money, but also Easter eggs from the Easter Bunny. Thanks for an awesome show, Jane. Cheers.
Lots of love.
Hi, Jane. My name's Jamie. We had the exact same issue with the Tooth Fairy. My daughter lost her tooth and she put it in her little tooth drawer next to her bed. And the next morning she opened the drawer and the tooth was still there. She came through. She was so upset that the Tooth Fairy had forgotten her. So she was talking to her granny in the lounge, and I went to go and check, and lo and behold, the Tooth Fairy had put money underneath her pillow. So I had to call her to come check under her pillow. I said, no, look, she had slipped it under your pillow. She obviously just forgot to take the tooth. So we'll just keep this tooth and we can stick it in your baby book. So she was very happy at least that she still got her money for her tooth, even though the Tooth Fairy didn't take her tooth.
So nice to know that, you know, as parents, heesh, we belong to a community. Thank you for your beautiful stories this afternoon.
Shorten your workday. Listen to Jane Lindley Thomas on East Coast Radio. Weekday afternoons from 12 to 3 p.m.